Did you ever stop to consider that every time your paycheck is printed, a cash register automatically rings down at the IRS and someone reaches in and takes out a chunk of your money? If you're tired of living on what's left of your paycheck, then you'll definitely want to listen to the guests we have today. Hi, this is Nick Evans speaking to you from the Redwood Studios. Now, I'll have to admit, the claims that these two gentlemen are making are pretty outrageous. So we'll be putting these guys to the test. They're claiming that you can get $5,000 or more courtesy of the U.S. Congress each year and that you will never have to pay it back. First of all, let me welcome our guest, Sandy Botkin.
Glad to be here.
Thanks for having us.
And let me tell you a little bit about these two gentlemen. They are known as the Tool Guys, having created small business development tools such as the Master Marketing Guide. They have been recognized as revolutionizing time management with the Workweek Tracking System, and working with Sandy Botkin have developed the Tax Saver Diary. Mr. Botkin from Germantown, Maryland, is founder of the Tax Reduction Institute, author of the Home-Based Business Tax Program, and is widely recognized by many people from his radio show and hundreds of television appearances across the country. He is also noted as one of the top CPAs and tax attorneys in the country, and after graduating from law school and working in the national accounting firm of Touche Ross, he went to work for the Internal Revenue Service, where he served in the Chief Counsel's Office, which is the top legal office of the IRS. He was one of 9 attorneys selected to train all attorneys in the IRS Corporate Tax Division. Now, Mr. Botkin, I'd like to jump right in here and find out more about this $5,000 deal. But first of all, tell me a little bit more about these thousands of students you claim you have and how they are saving over $300 million a year and why you started this Tax Reduction Institute in the first place.
Sure, Nick. You know, while working at IRS, I realized that small business people were not getting the help and tax planning information that they should be receiving and were therefore losing literally billions of dollars of deductions. I also realized that many small business people viewed tax planning as complicated, when I knew that with the right tax knowledge and the right documentation, most strategies were surprisingly simple to do. Subsequently, I started my own tax lecturing organization, the Tax Reduction Institute, where I developed a mission to legally and ethically reduce the taxes of self-employed people by over $750 million every year. Between my experience and the feedback from thousands of past students, we are now saving in excess of 50,000 taxpayers over $300 million every year.
With my Tax Advantage program and my best-selling book, Lower Your Taxes Big Time, which is available through most bookstores.
Well, it sounds like you've seen taxes from both sides of the fence. How do you fit in?
Well, among other things, I'm one of those 50,000 of Sandy's students. I've helped people start their own home-based businesses and worked with thousands running their home-based businesses that just want to move them to the next level. You might think that $5,000 a year is an outrageous amount of savings, but really it's fairly average. I have seen the tax information that Sandy provides save tons of money.
I am really sorry, and I'll have to admit, but I have a little problem with what you're saying. Every accountant that I have ever used has been jumping through all kinds of hoops so that I'm not paying every April 15th, and you're trying to tell me that there's some secret IRS bucket of money out there and only you guys know about it?
No, it's not a secret bucket of money, and you're wrong on two counts. One, it's not a bucket of IRS money, it's already your money. And two, it's not secret, but only those who set themselves up right are qualified to reach in and get any of it.
You know, Nick, are you aware that there's a group of individuals in this country that gets to take advantage of more deductions than any other group or business?
Yep, and I think they call them the super rich.
No. What you need to understand is that we have two tax systems in this country, one for employees and one for business owners. The group I'm talking about is comprised of average Americans who, with only one addition to their lifestyle, has access to even more deductions than the super rich. These people operate a home-based business. Because of that fact, they can keep an extra $5,000 to $10,000 per year. And quit looking at me like that. Look at your paycheck, Nick. See all those dollars that the government pulled out, known as withholding taxes? Those are the dollars that I'm talking about you getting to keep. And if you get to keep them, isn't that better than a raise?
Come on, Sandy. I mean, a few years ago, I tried one of those home-based business things. Crap, I never made a dime.
Look, Many home-based businesses can and do make a profit. But who said anything about having to make a profit? You're getting tax savings confused with making a profit. The amazing thing about our tax law based on congressional and IRS-approved strategies is you merely need to pursue a profit to get all the wonderful tax deductions. You do not need to make money. In fact, if you have business expenses that exceed your income in any year, you can use that loss against any income you have, such as the tax you would pay from this job or that your wife would pay from her job. Congress wants the IRS to subsidize you in pursuit of your home-based business. For example, if you earn $40,000 per year at this job, there could be $10,000 of it that you are already spending to maintain your household and lifestyle that with a home-based business could be converted to business expenses. That means now you can only pay taxes on what's left over, which is $30,000. In other words, the $10,000 I'm talking about is monies that you're already spending, but is now being converted into tax-deductible dollars.
Now, I should note that I'm making a couple of assumptions here too, Nick. Number one, that running your business with an honest expectation of profit, which means you're really trying to make money. We're not talking about some phony business where you take lots of deductions. So you have to have an honest expectation of profit, and you have a nice bona fide business purpose, and whatever expenses you take are both reasonable and ordinary and necessary for that purpose. And of course, your documentation is correct, the way I say it, and my tax advantage program and my book, Lower Your Taxes Big Time.
So Nick, if you didn't make any money, did you at least shelter some of your income?
I don't know. I don't think my accountant ever said anything.
You know, most accountants don't know that much about home-based business deductions, but Sandy worked with and trained for the IRS. He taught me one thing that was real simple. You don't get the raise unless you ask for it. And it's easy to do. You don't necessarily have to change what you're doing, just how you document it. Because of my home-based business, things that were non-deductible are now deductible. Look at it this way. Do you ever take work home?
Well, yeah, all the time.
Okay. Nothing that you use in your home while you're working as an employee is deductible. As a home-based business owner, a personal office is deductible. That means the desk, the chair, lamp, telephone, the computer, all that kind of stuff in my office, and the carpet, electricity, roof repairs, all kinds of things can be deductible. The same kind of thing is true about your automobile, your vacation, your medical expenses. In fact, let me ask you this. Do you ever have lunch with your colleagues?
Oh, yeah.
Meals with your colleagues are not deductible. But with the right kind of home-based business, your colleagues can become your best prospects. And lunch becomes a business meeting. After I met Sandy, I found out I could deduct twice as much as I thought. I could even get some deductions without receipts. You've got to remember that thousands of people have been doing this for years. But I also found out that the rules have changed. I can't slap together a mileage log at the last minute or use the old 10,000 receipts in a shoebox technique.
Although the IRS doesn't expect a change in the rules of allowing people to do this, they have changed the rules in regards to home-based business owners and documentation, and importantly, taking it very seriously. I've seen the people that, when audited, walk into the IRS auditor's office carrying a shoebox full of receipts and a mileage log just doctored up the previous day. That little stunt will no longer be tolerated. Those who think it will be facing a 75% civil fraud penalty as they are ushered into court. Many expenses must meet 5 rigid criteria and be recorded within 24 hours in a good diary.
Yeah, but you know, I just think that a lot of people are just like me. I'm too busy as it is, and what you're telling me with, you know, the documents, the records, all these receipts and all that stuff, it sounds like too much work.
You think that sounds like too much work? What would you have to do to get an extra $5,000? Your solution would probably be get, you know, a part-time job, and I don't know, maybe you already have one. But stop and think about it. Even if you earn $10 an hour, you'd have to work 10 hours a week for an entire year to put together $5,000.
You're wrong. You'd have to make $12.50 an hour.
Ah, that's right. I forgot. That's new money. New money that you've earned, and anything in additional that you earn, you have to pay additional taxes on. What I'm talking about is keeping records for only a couple of minutes per day to keep the $5,000 you've already earned. Do you see the picture, Nick? You have two choices: to spend 2 minutes a day doing a little bookwork, keeping the $5,000 you've already earned, or to spend 2 hours a day and re-earn the same $5,000 and pay taxes on it on top of it. Something's wrong with one of those pictures. And don't forget for a minute the advantages you're going to get, tax or otherwise, by being a business owner, like business discounts, wholesale buying, chamber of commerce, networking, no bosses, no commuting, setting your own hours, writing your own paycheck. I'm sorry, yeah, I'm getting a little carried away. Okay, let's get specific, back to taxes. How many miles do you drive back and forth to work each day?
For me?
Yeah.
Let's just say it's 20.
Okay, that's 20 miles you're commuting every day as an employee, all non-deductible. Look at it this way. Because you don't have a home-based business, every 3 miles you drive, pull a dollar bill out of your wallet and throw it out the window. I'm serious. Don't look at me that way. That's $7 a day. Because of my home-based business, some of my commuting miles are deductible. Your problem is that you have tax leaks everywhere. You know, Nick, there's probably two guys living in identical homes in your neighborhood that earn the same kind of money, but one pays less taxes. The difference is in their homes. One home has a business in it. The owner uses it to plug his tax leaks. The result is he drives a new car every other year, takes his family on vacation, and that too is tax deductible. You say it's too much work. What are you doing to protect your paycheck? Trust me, Nick, do you think taxes are going to go down? You've got to set up some sort of tax self-defense. Home-based business advantages are incredible. Sandy even taught me about deducting golf, season tickets, movies. There's even a strategy for deducting weddings, college educations for your kids.
Oh, come on. What are you talking about?
Look, without question, this is one of my favorite strategies. Nick, do you have any children that may go to college or get married?
Yeah, two of them.
Okay. Let me ask you, is a college education deductible?
I don't think so.
The answer is no. Are weddings deductible?
And with that answer, I'd also have to say no.
Again, the answer is no.
How would you like to get the equivalent of a deduction for weddings and college education if blessed
by the IRS?
I'd like to see that.
The answer is both easy and underutilized. If you were to hire your two children and pay them a yearly wage, aren't wages deductible? Yes, the courts have ruled that you can hire your children that have reached at least age 7. If you hire them in a non-corporate business and they are under 18 years old, you get another benefit. They are also exempt from Social Security and federal unemployment tax. Finally, your children can earn over $4,000 each year and not pay any income taxes. So the bottom line is you get a deduction from your wages without having them pay any income or any Social Security tax, and you keep that money in your household where it belongs.
Now, I should note that when you do hire your kids in your business or to work on your investment property, you want to make sure you document it correctly, as we say in our Tax Advantage program. You want to make sure your wages are reasonable for what they're doing. Obviously, you can't pay them $40,000 to do a couple hours worth of work a year. And they got to be related to what they're doing in your business. Only business services are deductible.
If your kids use their money to pay for their own college and weddings down the road,
aren't you getting the equivalent of a deduction for college and weddings?
It's the same money.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. You were asking about the $5,000. Get a pencil. Let's make a list, and I'll prove it. You keep track of the totals. Do you eat out for lunch just about every workday?
Yeah.
How much would you say that you spend in a week for lunch?
Oh, guesstimating, probably $25-$30 a week.
Say it's $20 a week. Is that reasonable?
Well, yeah.
Okay. We're going to use conservative numbers. If you work 50 weeks a year, you're going to spend $1,000. That's 50 weeks times $20 a week. These meals are non-deductible.
But with the right home-based business, some of these meals with legitimate prospects can be deductible. Your colleagues could be some of your legitimate prospects.
Can you see this?
Yeah, I think so.
Now,
if you have what IRS calls a substantial bona fide business discussion with that prospect, then that meal would be tax deductible if you have the right documentation.
You can deduct 50%, in this case, $500. Write that down. Meals, $500.
Okay, I got that.
The point is, you're not spending any more money. You're simply converting what you would already be spending and making it tax deductible. Okay, now let's look at entertainment. Do you entertain at home? You know, have parties.
Yeah, once in a while.
Okay. You can use these opportunities to promote your business. Let's say you spend $200 each time, about $800 a year. This can be deductible at 50%, so write down $400 for entertainment.
Again, assuming you have a substantial bona fide business discussion with those people and you document it correctly.
Okay, I got that.
Next, vacations. Did you deduct all your vacation costs last year?
I don't know.
Well, you know, in a home-based business, do you have any geographical limits to your home-based business? No. Unlike a franchise, you can do business anywhere in the United States and sometimes the world. So if you ordinarily spend $1,000 a year on your total vacation costs to, say, Florida, and this includes airfare for you and your spouse, hotels, car rentals, food and tips, you can deduct most of these costs if done correctly. Incidentally, did you ever spend $2,000 or more? I'll bet you have. That's another $1,000 to write down.
Okay.
Mileage.
Although commuting to your job is not deductible, you can generate a lot of other business mileage being in business.
But we have found that you can conservatively claim an extra $1,500 to $2,500 of automobile deductions with the right records and diary. For example, when you see your Aunt Minnie out of town or grandmother or golfing buddy, and talk to them about your business, this trip and the mileage would be tax deductible.
This assumes you did everything correctly, so that your primary purpose for seeing these people was for business. And of course, you talked about business.
Now, every business requires its share of basic supplies, training, materials, so put down another $2,000.
Okay.
Medical. You can now deduct some of the medical expenses, such as braces for your kids, deductibles and copays under a self-insured medical reimbursement plan. Let's say, conservatively, $2,750, and that can be for the braces just for one of your kids.
It's hard to believe.
Wow, that's hard to believe. I'll write it down.
You got it. Medical plan, $2,750. Okay. Wages. Remember, we discussed hiring your two children. This gives you wage deductions of $8,000 instead of just paying an allowance that you couldn't deduct. So let's look at the totals. What have you got?
Okay, so let's see. At the top, we've got meals at $500, vacations at $1,000, mileage at $1,500, entertainment at $400, supplies and training $2,000, medical expenses at $2,750, and wages at $8,000.
What do we have?
Got a total here, $16,150.
That gives you a grand total of $16,150 in new deductions, right? Which produces an average federal and local tax refund of about $5,100 in cash every year, even if you didn't make a profit. And all you're doing is converting what you're already spending and non-deductible into deductible dollars.
By running your legitimate home-based business with an honest expectation of profit.
And interestingly enough, who okayed the raise? The U.S. Congress. Did your accountant ever get you any of this? Do you need more proof?
No, that's good enough.
As you can see, being in a home-based business is one of the last great tax reduction opportunities left to us.
That's unbelievable. So, should everyone be thinking of a home-based business?
It's not a question of whether or not you're going to set up a home-based business. The only thing left to think about is what kind. Getting started in most home-based businesses is a lot easier than people think. I see a lot of people these days setting up home-based businesses. In fact, I saw the numbers the other day, 37 million of them, and it's predicted to explode to 97 million. The reason? Because there's no risk, no overhead, no limit to how big you can build your business. While you're getting going, the U.S. Congress subsidizes your business through tax advantages. But unlike traditional businesses that don't make any money even for several years, people can make some money right from the start. Some eventually leave their paychecks in the dust.
You mean you're telling me that one of these side businesses could even replace a full-time income?
Yes. Just look at how the ability to market a product or a service over the internet has given average people with limited funds the ability to compete and profit like big corporations. The Angus Reid Group out of Canada just finished their worldwide Face of the Web survey. They state that there are about 300 million web users globally. The number should hit a billion users. Over one-third of these 300 million web users are in the U.S., with another 33 million expected to start using the web just in the U.S. by the end of the year. Now, hold on to that thought and just picture this, Nick. A man can sit at his computer, on his desk, in his den, or even at the end of his kitchen table for that matter, and interact with potential buyers from all over the world. He might even set up a friend or a relative in another city or even another state to help him market his goods from the grand and spacious offices of another kitchen table. Income is no longer directly related to advertising, print, TV budgets, the size of the chain of your retail stores. You could make a fortune from that kitchen table, and you can get a really good start from that $5,000 a year that Congress is willing to send your way.
And guess what else? You've just demonstrated a way that friends and associates can easily get an extra $5,000 a year from their paychecks, too. And let me point out that when you're married, the way you structure your home-based business can allow both of you to take advantage of all of the tax deductions. Let me remind you, Nick, that this all depends on proper documentation, having a good diary, and operating your business like a business, not like a hobby.
Well, what do you mean?
Excuse me, Sandy. Let me jump in here and comment on what it doesn't mean. People think these incentives are like a magic wand. You wave them over your house, and suddenly everything in life is tax-free. You can't deduct a vacation, but you can vacation while you're building a business. You can't deduct eating out, but you can deduct a meal with someone who can further your business, even if they're family. The IRS wants documentation, a diary that tells the story behind these expenses. A restaurant receipt only proves that you've spent money, not why. You deduct business-related activity. The IRS uses simple-to-understand language like ordinary and reasonable expenses. These incentives are meant to help you. Just don't be silly.
Look, you need to understand that the rules have changed at the IRS. It's easy to categorize a regular, traditional business because it produces a paper trail. Home business owners without the same documentation are now considered hobbyists and do not qualify for all of the great tax deductions. But make no mistake, you should have access to an accountant. But don't be fooled into thinking that your accountant takes care of your tax affairs for you. This is a disastrous misconception. Your accountant can only use the numbers that you give them. If you don't have the right tax knowledge and documentation by December 31st, there is nothing that your accountant can do to save you. Remember the five criteria. That's five. Not three out of five, not four out of five, but all five. Proper recording is not hard to do. But without the right documentation, you'll end up in the tax deduction cemetery, where IRS will pick your bones clean. A good tax diary more than pays for itself in accounting fees and time away from money-making activities while at an IRS audit that could have been completely avoided. Now, I'm not just trying to scare you, Nick. With a little work in a few places, properly documenting your records can be one of the easiest things to do. And guess what? One of the easiest things not to do.
This is really great stuff, but I am really sorry we're really kind of running short on time. So I'll have to ask you for your recommendations in the next couple of seconds. Let's, Sandy, start with you.
We can help you with the right tax knowledge and right documentation techniques. That should be the least of your concerns. But remember how much of your current income is exposed to taxes. Your biggest concern should be starting a home business, not tomorrow or next week, but right now. And once you set one up, don't ever, ever quit. I can't say that enough. Let the tax benefits work for you until you learn your new venture.
And start producing a profit. In fact, they'll even work for you to help reduce the taxes that you'll be paying on that net profit.
You see, if you quit, then you've given the IRS a definite date of when your tax savings cease, and there's no reason to ever give them up. The bottom line is, you can never be rich unless you get your tax affairs to the legal minimum. Make the U.S. Congress your silent partner while you learn your new venture. Don't let life be so taxing.
Nick, I can see it in your eyes. The lights have gone on, but you're still going to procrastinate. I know you will. It's human nature. But I also know you're going to drive home today, throwing those dollar bills out the window. You were complaining to me about being underpaid and overtaxed, so do something about it. I know that you know someone with a home-based business. Call them. Just call them.
Boy, it's been great talking to you both. Thank you so much for coming in.
This program is copyright protected. All rights are reserved. Unauthorized duplication is a violation of applicable laws.